This is a podcast from Rover.
So we're far from perfect. Producer Ryan Alex, your lovely wife, she had a lot to say. In fact, 1 minute 18 she had to say of some of your faults.
Yep.
Is that it?
No, it's not at all. I'll wear those. It's fine. I've got a lot of stuff I need to work on.
Yeah, but we all do, Ryan.
Yeah.
Roger's wife, Lise.
Yeah.
Roger, you obviously recorded her last night, and I'm sure even you weren't expecting.
Oh, no.
This absolute audiobook of
I actually left, came back, and yeah. she was still going. Here we go.
A few things that Roger could work on are, number one, branching out in the kitchen, trying a few new different recipes instead
apart
of
from fritters.
Apart from fritters, that's right, which you managed to actually F up. I mean, how hard's a fritter? Bloody hell.
Well, the recipes you leave me out aren't quite...
Oh, you can't blame me or the recipes. It's not hard. Number two, get better at fixing shit around the house.
Oh, yeah.
You can't even frickin'... tighten a screw in anything.
Like, no, I've just had those door handles.
No. you always say it's bird or something, you can't fix anything.
Well,
I just get sick of paying money to people for basic shit.
Huge money.
That you should better just do. You're supposed to be a man, but honestly. Yeah, number three, you literally can't walk past a mirror or a window without checking out your own reflection. That does my effing head in. Honestly, I mean, what are you doing? Checking out your hair? You don't even have any hair. To look
There's quite a few.
Your hair's looking good because there is no hair. Honestly, the way you stack the dishwasher is like someone with ADHD. You're like a squirrel with rabies. You literally just fire shit in, and it can't even wash. The propeller can't turn around because nothing's stacked. And then I go to empty it in the morning when you're at work, and nothing is actually clean.
Well, I hate doing dishes, so I'm not going to change.
That's the thing, you don't do the dishes. You think the dishwasher's going to do them, so...
There's quite a few there.
Well, I could go on, but I will...
Keep going, Lisa.
I'll stop doing it, because I don't want to be me. That's just off the top of my head.
Well, that was nearly 2 minutes.
And that's not even the gist of it, is
She's
it, really?
Amazing.
God, I love Lise.
Oh, they're bird.
I've
said that before, Rod. Don't worry, mate. You're not alone on that one, buddy.
Yeah, I'm just
checking yourself out.
Mel, it's not that funny. But oh, wait, I just wonder where Emma is on this. Mel's your wife. Why has she got nothing to say?
Well, no, she actually said, I don't want to record anything. It's just, you're perfect. Who did that? We can ring her, but...
Oh, no, well, she won't answer.
Yeah.
We've done it before, she won't answer. 0800 ROG phone, text in 3520, though. What is the...
Your ex or something.
Well, what is the one thing? Or maybe there's more.
Like, the most trivial... annoying thing that your partner does that is instantly they're not perfect at all.
Yeah, they just go from zero to a hundy.
Yeah.
Why, you know, you've done it again!
Yeah.
And...
Looking at yourself as you walk past your reflection, Rog.
Well, that's what she says. Who knows, you know?
I believe it.
A raccoon with rabies? Is that what it was?
Alex first, because I'll play this first, and I was second. She had a lot to say about work-ons for you and your relationship. I mean, we just got it edited highlights here because there's so many. So here we go with your partner, Alex.
You pick your nose a lot. And not only do you pick your nose, you flick what you find onto the floor, which is why I'm vacuuming so much.
Yeah. Okay, there's one next.
Next one is, instead of blowing your nose, you hoik it until I go and get you a tissue, and then you blow your nose.
Okay, are there any non-nose ones?
Yes. You don't listen to me.
What was that?
So Lise heard that. My wife's on school holidays at the moment. She never really hears much of the show. She heard that yesterday, and even she loves you, Ryan. She was disgusted in the fact that you pick your nose. And asking me all these questions about, does he pick it? Does he go deep? Is it just like a little flick? And does he really flick it away and everything? She was right into it.
I don't know. Nah, it's more so when I'm watching TV or something, I'll just forget. And as you guys are well aware in the audience, I do have quite a big nose. So that's why maybe my finger does the walking and I will pick it.
Look, I can't talk because Lise, she really went in on me. Stuff I needed to improve on yesterday as well.
Get better at fixing shit around the house. You can't even frickin' put a tighten a screw in anything.
No,
like,
I've just had those door handles.
No, you always say it's bird or something. You can't fix anything.
So
I just get sick of paying money to people for basic shit.
Huge, huge money.
That you should better just do. You're supposed to be a man, but honestly, you literally can't walk past a mirror or a window without checking out your own reflection. That does my effing head in.
That's amazing.
Honestly, I mean, what are you doing? Checking out your hair? You don't even have any hair to look at.
This is quite a few. There's quite a few,
hair. Your hair's looking good because there is no hair, honestly.
They were only the highlights. I mean, they
went on. That was heavily edited, wasn't it? We had to really shrink that down.
I mean, we'd still be here tomorrow if we kept on playing it. But Miles got away with it yesterday. But you recorded Emma Miles' partner work-ons for yourself yesterday. Last night, how did it go?
It would seem, guys, that either A, I have a dysfunctional marriage, or I'm perfect.
Which one
could
it be?
Just watching the basketball here, baby, and I know that you spent the last hour or so trying to think of things that you find annoying about me and our marriage, and it's proving to be quite difficult to come up with a comprehensive list, isn't it?
Andrew, no, I'm not playing your silly games.
Not silly games. I'm just this is my work. I have to.
God. Do you want me to list everything numerically or alphabetically?
Either's fine. It won't take long.
Does it have to happen right now?
There you have it, guys. It's too hard for her to think of anything.
Is that her in the bedroom as well? Does it have to happen right now?
Oh, we have to.
Like, this is just such a defeated...
It's just such a chore.
That was such a defeated...
you can hear
it. I mean, I know she's not defeated, but just in that, she's so defeated, Mel.
Is she happy?
What's coming up next, Rog? Don't you have to play that? What's coming up next?
Well,
There
wasn't a lot there. But,
I'm sorry.
No, but Ryan.
But I did list a lot of things yesterday as well that I think she would say.
But Ryan, AI has come to our rescue for this, hasn't it?
Yeah, because when you sent through that message, Miles, I text Emma and I go, now, you don't have to record your voice, but just text me some of Miles' work on. So here it is. I put what she texts me into AI, and this is what it was.
I'd have to say Andrew's work-ons are wiping his greasy and grubby KFC hands on the couch cushions when he's just downed another bucket.
Yeah.
He also will see something online or in a shop for 2 seconds and then buy it. Yeah. Hence the e-bike, stand-up paddleboard, and half the other shit in our shed he's brought but doesn't use. He's also just really lazy and lethargic around the house. I'm not sure if that's his attitude or his recent weight loss, but the worst one, and I feel a bit bad saying this, but he's a very mediocre lover. It's over quicker than most TikTok videos. And he always weeps and asks to be held post-lovemaking. It's just a bit strange. There you go. That's my real list for Andrew.
Thanks, Emma.
That sounds just like her.
That is gold. Absolute gold.
Nothing wrong with being in the middle of the bell curve. You know?
Holy heck, that was good. So work-ons for Bryce, Sharon, before you go.
Right, you want me to say them right now?
Yeah,
please?
Yeah.
Like, how honest have your families
well,
been?
Well, geez, my wife could still be going if we hadn't
we
stopped
had to
it.
Really condemn places. It was
his voice
over 10
memo.
Minutes long.
His voice memo ran out of memory.
Well, I mean...
Thanks for coming up.
I reckon I only have a couple for Bryce. Yeah. Number one, I just wish you'd have a smaller penis. It's really tough for me. It's really tough having to take on that big Godzilla.
It must be hard. Yeah.
No, I think for Bryce, his work-ons will be whenever he can't find something.
Look me in the eye.
Whenever you can't find something or something's happened, automatically it's my fault, even if I haven't been there.
And guilty as charged.
You must have put it somewhere.
Where is it?
I don't even know what you're talking about.